Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, be multiplied unto all of you today. Amen. And blessings in the name of Jesus. Hosanna to the highest, Jesus. I want to read to you from John 12. It's a continuation of the gospel you heard in the parish hall, John 12, the Palm Sunday procession. And it goes like this, from 20 on. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." And Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will be my servant also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Especially these words taken to your heart this morning. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Glorified. Glory. When we hear that word glory, what comes to our minds? We might think beauty and power, majesty, might, glory. Glory! We might think winning, right? We are in our glory, maybe, if you're an Ohio State fan, when Ohio State wins. March Madness bracket. Your prediction was the winner. Glory days for Trinity Lutheran, no doubt, when you had a pastor and the place was constantly packed and the classrooms were jammed with children. Glory. Those were glory days, right? Glory. Glorify. Now I want you to relate that word to Jesus. What do those words mean in your head when you hear the word glory? Maybe you see Jesus in his glory and glorified when he fed 5,000 people. Wow, that's men only, 5,000. And then he feeds 4,000. Why, the people in those stories even wanted to make him a king. They were all about glory, winning, as I shared with Killian there a moment ago. How about his glory when he walks on the water? How about the glory, that word is used, at his transfiguration when he appears to his disciples with Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration? How about the fact that everything that happened today, Palm Sunday, was all because of Lazarus's resurrection from the dead? Now he's got glory, right? Wow. Christ's glory must mean that he walked just an inch above the ground, that he was surrounded constantly by angels and archangels, that he emitted a glorious, glowing, heavenly light wherever he went, right? Wrong. Wrong. In St. John's Gospel, Christ's supreme and ultimate glory begins today. His passion. Passion means suffering in Latin. His glory is about suffering and death. On Palm Sunday, Jesus says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Right after Judas Iscariot leaves to betray Jesus, Jesus says, "Now is the Son of Man glorified." Just before his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son. You see, Christ's glory in John's gospel is his bitter passion, suffering, and death. God-forsaken death. This is the Jesus of the epistle lesson that you heard today from Philippians 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus' passion and death this week is his greatest glory. And in it, he is telling you and me personally that he loves us, that he forgives us, that he comes to each and every one of us right where we are at. So you see, he is the Jesus of the dying and the hurting marriage. He's the Jesus of the divorced and the desperate. He is the Jesus of the bitterly broken. He is the Jesus of the soiled and shamed. He is the Jesus sickened by what they see going on in their lives. He is the Jesus of the cancer patient and anyone who is facing death right now. He is the Jesus with the widow or widower at graveside. He is the Jesus with you in your loneliness and in any hurt you walk in here with today. Do you see him? Do you see what he calls glory? Going to a cross, suffering torture you and I deserve for sins, crying out from a cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He did that all for you. He did that all for you. Our gospel lesson continues from John 12. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I have come to this hour. Father, here it is again. Glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. And the crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world through glory. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out through Jesus' passion and death. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show what kind of death he was going to die. He dies that death for you and for me. And he reminds us that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. That means following him in passion. That means, yes, we must go through much to get to the kingdom of God. We too hurt, suffer, must die. But in it, Jesus is true and wonderful glory. on my life imprint your image. Blessed Jesus, King of grace. That life's riches, cares, and pleasures, never may your work erase. Let the clear inscription be, Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, is my glory and salvation. Lord Jesus, this week, open our eyes to behold the wonderful wonders of your glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.